a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Please won't you be my neighbor? I'm glad we're neighbors right now. I just saw Susan Lynn on her way to Betty's Little Theater. Do you remember Susan? She's that young person who brought her puppets one time. You know, the duck, Audrey, and that other one, what was its name? Cataline. Audrey and Cataline puppets. Well, she had this with her, and she thought maybe you'd be interested in seeing it. Do you know what it is? It's a very little television set. Yeah, there's the screen and all the knobs down here. So much packed into that little thing. Let's take it to the kitchen. She said I could borrow it to show it to you. My fish. I'll plug it in. This is an aerial cord, so I need to put that in here. You see, some people think that I live inside a television set. Yeah, that people who are on television really live in there. One little boy said to me one time, how do you get out? Well, I'm a real man. And it's very complicated to explain making a television program. But I thought if you could see me in this television set, you'd see that I'm a real man here. So I'll turn it on and see if we can see it, okay? You see me there? Now you see, I'm not really living in here. No, I'm right here, myself. I know how some people think, because when I was little, I thought that way too. But that was with the telephone. I used to think, I can hear that voice in there. Is that person really in that telephone? Well, of course, that person wasn't in the telephone. But just thinking about those things helped me to be interested in many, many things. I wish that I could look inside the telephone. I hear the voice, but I wish that I could see. I'm interested in things like the telephone. I'm interested in many, many things. I wish that I could look inside our trunk at home. It's very old, and I'm not supposed to look. I'm interested in things like our trunk at home. I'm interested in many, many things. I see the pictures in the book, and someday I'll know what the words all say. If I wait long enough, maybe I can cook even hot things, or drive the car, or saw the wood, or look in the trunk. Someday I'll make my way okay. Still, I wish that I could look inside big people's things. Especially things that I'm not supposed to see. I'm interested in all those big people things. I'm interested in many, many things. But I can wait, and later on you'll see I'll still be interested, always interested in many things, in many many things. And I was. When I grew up, I got to be interested in television and how you make television programs, and I was interested in trying to explain a little bit about that to you. Mm-hmm. Well, that's not the television set. That sounds like the telephone. I turn that. Just coming. Coming. Hello? Oh, hi, Betty. Oh, fine. All right, we'll be over right away. Sure, I'll bring it. Yeah, we plugged it in and it worked. All righty. See you later. Bye-bye. That's Betty. She says that Susan's ready to use her television set at the theater. So let's take it to her, okay? Unplug it. Were you interested in that? Okay. Let's go to Betty's little theater and see Betty Aberlin and Susan Lynn. Come along.
Fred.
Thank you for loaning this to me.
Oh, sure. You remember Audrey, don't you?
I certainly do. Hi, Audrey.
Hi, Mr. Rogers. It's good to see you.
Well, I'm glad to see you today.
And you remember Catalina, don't you?
I should say.
Oh, thank you.
Can I help you with?
Sure. Would you like to fix Catalina's mustache?
Sure.
He has a mustache.
Yeah, Betty's fixing it.
Better, Catalina?
That's just fine, thank you.
I'll take this one.
Oh, good.
Catalina, could I shake your paw?
Oh, please do. It's good to see you.
Yeah, I'm glad to see you. Where would you like this television?
Well, why don't you just put it on the table, okay?
All right. Want me to plug it in?
No, no need to plug it in because we're just going to be pretending now.
Oh, fine.
It doesn't have to be plugged in, no.
Okay. Betty, let's watch Susan pretend.
That's right. We're going to be pretending that Audrey and Catalina and I have just bought a television.
Boy, I sure am excited about that television. I really like it. I'm really glad we got it. Hey, Suze, aren't you excited about the television? Aren't you? Aren't you excited?
Well, I'm pretty excited about the television, Catalina, but I don't think I'm as excited as you are.
Well, I'm really, really glad. Hey, Aud? Hey, Audrey? Hey, Audrey? She's not excited.
What's the matter, Audrey? Aren't you excited about the television?
I'm excited about the television.
Boy, she doesn't sound excited about it.
But remember that other television?
What other television, Audrey?
Remember the big television?
You mean the big television that we decided we couldn't afford to buy? Sure, I remember that television.
I remember it too. But I'm just glad that we got this television, Ethan. I'm glad I have a television.
My special friends, Eileen and Katie, have a great big television. Their mommy and daddy bought it for them. I wish I had a big television.
Hey, Audrey, maybe if we both wish that we have a big television, then we'll get one.
Do you think so, Catalina? Maybe if we both wish for a big television, we'll get one?
I don't think. In fact, I know that if you wish for one, But that isn't what's going to bring it.
It won't?
No, because wishes don't bring things.
I can't wish for one.
Well, you can wish for one, and you can pretend that you have a big television, but that isn't what's going to get you a big television. And I think, Audrey, that maybe you'd just better realize that this is the one that we could afford. You know, it makes me a little bit sad because Catalina and I love you very, very, very much. And this was the one that we could afford to buy.
But you still love me?
Yes, I love you.
I love you too, Audrey. But I couldn't buy you a television because I only have 8 cents.
But you know what? My friends. I don't think my friends will come to see me anymore.
Well, how come?
Because they'll go to see somebody with a bigger television.
They will?
Audrey, do you think that your friends come to visit you because of the things that you own, because of your toys, or maybe because of your television?
Well, I don't know. Why else would they come to visit me?
I think your friends come to visit you because they like you a whole lot. Because they like to be with you. Because they like what you are inside.
Do they like what I am inside, too?
Yes. It's not the things you own, it's what you are inside of you.
But I don't know. But are you sure?
Yes. In fact, do you ever go visit the platypus family?
We go visit them all the time because they're fun to be with, and we really like them a whole lot.
Well, did you know that the platypus family doesn't even own a television?
They don't?
No.
How come?
Well, I don't know why they don't own a television. Maybe they don't have enough money to buy one. Or maybe they decided to spend their money on something else.
But I like them.
That's right, you like them. And that's why you go and visit them.
We have fun together.
That's right.
I didn't even know they didn't have a television.
Well, I suppose maybe now you won't go visit them at all.
Oh, no, I'll go visit them because they're my friends. Oh. I guess it doesn't matter whether or not they have a television.
Why, maybe it doesn't even matter what size it is.
No, I don't think it matters at all.
Hey, Audrey, let's go and watch our new television, okay?
All right, let's go and watch our new television. Are you going to watch it, Susan?
Well, no. I don't think I want to watch television right now.
You don't?
Mm-mm.
What are you going to do?
Well, I think that I would rather do something that I can touch and that I can taste and that I can smell.
What's that?
Well, I thought that maybe that I would go bake some chocolate chip cookies.
Can I come too?
Well, wouldn't you rather watch television?
No, I'd rather bake chocolate chip cookies. How about you, Catalina?
Oh, I'd rather bake chocolate chip cookies too. Yummy. Let's go do that.
Okay, let's go do that.
Thank you, Susan. Thank you for talking about those things.
Thank you for listening.
Well, I like to listen to things that mean something to me inside, Audrey. And you know what that meant to me? That you don't need a whole lot of toys to have friends come and visit.
That's right. That they come to visit you just because of you.
And because of me, too.
That's right, and because of you, too.
They seem so real, Susan.
But they're puppets, aren't they?
I'm a puppet, that's
right. You're the one who makes them say those important things. Thanks for that. Come and visit sometime.
Oh, sure. Okay?
Thanks, Betty. See you
You're
soon.
Welcome. Bye-bye. Bye.
Come along. I took something with me. What was it? It was the television set. And of course I left it there, so I don't have it with me now. It really made me think. And I heard Audrey and Catiline talking about that television set. You know, sometimes people think that they have to have a lot of toys or they won't have any friends. But haven't you found out that the people who are the most fun to play with are the people who have a lot of ideas? You know, the people who can make up things to do with what they have. You don't have to have a whole lot of things all around you. I've seen people play with a pan. I remember one time I saw a person play with a pan and a stick, just rolling it along, having a great time and making up all sorts of things about that. We make up things together, you and I. Yeah. Why don't we call the trolley? Hey, trolley. I'm just thinking maybe we could pretend that Audrey Duck is in the neighborhood of make-believe. With that little television set, okay? At the castle. Audrey Duck could be showing King Friday her television set at the castle. Shall we make-believe that? All right. Let's do that, trolley, to the neighborhood of make-believe.
Trolley, that's called a television. Yes, I'm looking at television. Right.
Isn't it exciting?
Well, it's just superb.
I know, and they're moving around.
Yes. Tell me, do they ever have any kings on these televisions?
Well, sometime they might have a king. Here, yes. Sometime, Your Highness, they might have... Maybe you could sometimes...
Yes. Oh, it'd be lovely. I could give a speech, maybe.
Uh-huh, and everybody could see it in the neighborhood.
Yes. Oh, well, and maybe they'd have some trolleys on it, too.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what? I think that I would like to have it.
Have it?
Yes, I must have it, the television.
That's a very special one.
Oh, I don't mean this one, Audrey.
Oh.
I mean I must have one like it, yes.
Oh, well, I'm sure that somehow you could get one. That could be, somebody could get one for
well,
you.
Well, of course someone could. Handyman Negri, Handyman, you'll see what I mean. Handyman Negri, one, two, three, four.
You called, Your Highness?
Oh, very good, handyman. You got here in four.
Well, that's your service, King Friday.
Yes.
Hi, Audrey.
Hi.
How's Catiline? Where is he?
He's fine. He's at the platypuses.
Oh, Handy, do you know what this is right here, handyman? I've been watching it all along.
It's quite small, King Friday. Is it a television set, sir?
Yes, exactly.
Very clever those television sets are.
Well, never mind that. What I want to see is how clever you are.
What do you mean, King Friday?
I mean that I want you to make me one of these, of course.
You want me to make you a television set, King Friday?
Well, you're my handyman. Certainly I do.
But King Friday, sir, they're very complicated and very...
Very, very, very complicated, King Friday.
Oh, I see. But Negri will find a way to make me one, won't you, Negri?
Well, sir, I'll do my best, King Friday.
Did you want a black and white set or a color one?
What do you mean, Audrey?
Well, some of them have color pictures on them.
Color pictures in the television? Well, how remarkable. Well, of course, I would want one with color pictures in it.
Oh, a color, no less. King Friday,
Well, you know, there's lots of kinds that you can buy, King Friday.
Yes, there are.
There are, and I have a
buy? Cap. You mean you buy these things?
Oh, yes.
But I have a handyman. He could make
But
me.
I have a catalog with pictures of ones that you can buy. I'll go get it now.
Oh, I see.
Oh, yes, King Friday. I think it might be wiser if we bought one ready-made. Oh, here it is, King Friday.
Bought one? Oh.
Yes.
If they are complicated. Well, let's look in the catalog and see.
Well, let's see. Oh, look at that one.
Oh, that's a nice one.
Yes,
look. It can be a piece of furniture because it's so beautiful with a wood case in it. Isn't it beautiful? Wouldn't you like to buy that one,
Kate? How about Brian? That one, sir?
Isn't it does look nice. How much does it cost?
$895.
$895?
That's an awful lot, isn't it?
Even for a king, yeah.
Well, King Friday, sir, don't you have that much?
I have that much, but I don't intend to spend that much. Now, show me another one in the catalog.
Well, look, here's another one right here, sire, and it's really a beauty, and it's also a console model, a beautiful piece of furniture, King Friday.
How much does it cost?
$695, King Friday.
Still too much.
Too much. Oh, there's one. There's a real nice one for $195, King Friday.
Oh, well, tell me about it.
Well, it's a very nice model. It's a table model, 12-inch black and white set.
Black and white,
yes,
you
sir.
Say? That means it's not in color?
No, it would not be in color.
Well, I'm sorry. That will never do. My television set must show color pictures.
Well, yes. Friday, all of the color sets are very expensive.
Well, then suppose you make me one. Yes, you can think of a way.
Wait a minute. Maybe you could make one from a kit. As a friend of mine got all the different parts in a kit. He got the tubes and the wires and the case and the picture tube.
The kit?
And he just sort of put it together.
Yeah, that sounds like
a
splendid idea, Audrey Duck. Yeah, that television kit. Is there one there?
Wait a minute, King Friday. Yes, there is one here. A color set that you can make yourself.
Oh, good.
Make it yourself. Mm-hmm. It says color television set.
Nice.
How much is it?
It's $250, King Friday.
Oh, that's fairly good. Now, how big is the picture in that one?
It's a 12-inch picture, King Friday. That would be about this big, I would imagine.
Uh-huh. 12-inch. That's 1 foot. Good. Well, that sounds big enough for all the people in make-believe to see. Order one of those, Negri, and you can put it together.
At your service, King Friday, and I'm sure glad they have kits. I'll be right back.
Yes. You see,
Miss Polificate. This is Handyman Negri, Miss Polificate. Oh, just fine. I'd like to speak to Mr. McFeely, please. Thank you. Mr. McFeely? Mr. McFeely. This is Handyman Negri. I would like you to make me a pickup and delivery today or sometime tomorrow, if possible, please. Right. Mr. McFeely, it's shipment number B59Z2640. And at the Super Catalog Store, and would you deliver it to the castle, please? Thank you very much, Mr. McFeely. Goodbye.
What did you find out?
Fine, King Friday. He's going to deliver it tomorrow, sir.
Who is?
Mr. McFeely.
Oh, Mr. McFeely.
Yes.
Excellent.
Yes.
Lovely. Well, I'll go to the Royal Bank and get $250. So I can pay Mr. McFeely when he arrives.
Fine.
Great news in make-believe. Tomorrow is television.
Oh, well, I certainly hope, sir.
Come along, Audrey. Let's take this one inside.
Bye, Audrey.
Bye.
Oh, Charlie. The king has $250 in the Royal Bank. You know, if I had to buy a television set, I would pay for it a little bit at a time. How about you? Right. Bye, Trolley.
Well, I'm glad I don't have somebody telling me to make a television. No. Even if I had a kit with all the little pieces there, I don't think I could put it together. No. People who make televisions and repair them are very special people who go to special schools and learn how. But, of course, that was make-believe. King Friday telling Handyman Negri, make me one. if you were thinking of Audrey Duck and King Friday and Handyman Negri and a television set, what kind of a story would you make up? I hope it would be different from the one that we made up. Yeah, because you have your own special ideas. And when you make up stories, sure, tell them to the people that you know and you like. Now that's a painting. It's a painting of a man with welder's glasses. It's not a real man, it's just on picture, you see? But these are real fish, and they need to have a little food. There you are, fish. And swimming around. It's about time for me to go. But this is just the beginning of our week. Sure, we'll have lots more times together. Make up more things, do more things tomorrow. Tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a song or two. One, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. That's the way it'll be tomorrow, but I'll come in that door, this one right here, yeah, and say, it's a beautiful day in this neighborhood. You always make it a beautiful day for me. Yeah. See you tomorrow. Bye.
People who gave the money to make this television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is PBS.